Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. We got the final of the College World Series tonight coming your way at 7 o'clock. Tennessee, Texas A&M, Tennessee -230 favorite in that one. So we'll look forward to that. Nice. Also looking forward to lunch around here with Chick-fil-A. What do we got today?
So today, this is the best sandwich I've had in like 5 years. It's the maple pepper bacon grilled chicken sandwich, okay? So this sandwich, 2 weeks ago, they brought it in, and it's a limited time sandwich over there, mm-hmm. from Chick-fil-A, Barchown Road, Chick-fil-A, Stony Brook. If you want to cater, they can do that for you right now. And I did ask for the pickles to be on the side for us.
Yes.
Because, that's very important.
Do they auto-pickle?
They auto-pickle their sandwiches, but you can ask for them to go on the side.
Yes.
So we've done that.
Yes.
And these particular pickles have like a little hotness to them. So Andrew Bosch likes pickles. He was just over the moon for these pickles 2 weeks ago. But I'm telling you, Drew, when you're here, especially at our 12 mm-hmm. o'clock meeting, you're going to love this sandwich. It is great. It's grilled, not fried and stuff like that. And so, they can do that for you. They can so go see them over there, Stony Brook and Barchown Road Chick-fil-A's, mm-hmm. and they can do their catering for you as well over there. And I'm over the moon for this sandwich. Like, it really is. I mean, this is no BS. This is like it is ridiculously good.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it for 2 weeks.
Okay, I mean, it's good.
I've been thinking about this sandwich for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm really pumped that we're going to get it back again here.
Yeah. All right, we'll continue along here. We've got, if you want to hop in, you can use all of all the text saying do sports or leisure. Yeah, That's Anderson's thing. So let's see. We had other things on the, I've got other things on my sheet-alized somewhere here.
I did like Lauren Hartledge from former Louisville golfer. She was in contention at the PGA Championship, the LPGA mm-hmm. Championship. They had that out in Washington State. I don't know where it was in Washington State, but she was like second, and then chili dipped like a shot. And we ended up in the bunker, fell a couple spots.
Golf term, chili dip. Look at you.
It's good as she is.
Yeah.
That particular shot looked like me.
How about though the PGA Tour though? That, well, I'll finish up on her though. So she was fifth.
She finished fifth. Yeah, she finished fifth, and just. I was kind of watching the LPGA over the weekend because she was in it. She mm-hmm. was in contention, so I flipped that on for a minute.
Did you see the protesters sort of blow up the 18th
what
hole?
What the hell are they doing?
I don't know. And I don't want to know.
Gas powered bus to get there.
They did.
Yeah, they're like stop using the oil.
Okay, I didn't even know it was till just now. I intentionally did not want to give their cause any oxygen. So,
and you know what?
We don't even know what it was for. No, we're not saying whatever their cause was. The dump button there. Even though the stream doesn't dump and some of the things don't, I don't know. But yeah, I'm sitting there watching that and I'm going,
what are these idiots doing?
You know?
And then they did the right thing on CBS. They were zooming in on Scheffler, and then they were taking the blimp shot. You know, like, that was the right thing to not give him any, you know, you know, any way to promote whatever the hell they were promoting.
I did love the internet, though. And I think you sent it to me.
Oh,
I think it was you. Like when Scottie Scheffler sees the cops, like, what does he do?
And of course, for the win was Super 70 Sports. What did they say?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. When the protesters ran on the green today at the Travelers, I thought for a second Scottie Scheffler might introduce a shiv and take a couple of them out. This moron's lucky to be alive. You can't startle an ex-con like that.
That is so good.
You can't startle an ex-con like that. So funny.
Oh, man. Oh, that's really good. But yeah.
But how about the guy? You know, Kim hits the putt to send himself into the playoff.
And then they moved the hole because they wanted to move it around all the nonsense that happened.
Yeah.
My father-in-law is at that tournament. So he's up there in the Northeast. They're doing like a Northeast tour. And he was like, I'm going to go to the Travelers. So I was like, cool. Yeah. So he's there.
Man, that scene on 18 is, what a gallery they have there.
Well, it's one of the bigger money tournaments that they have. It's not a major, the Travelers. So, good on them. And it was interesting listening to Kim and Scheffler after that talk about their heart rates and like how important it was to kind of manage their heart rate. And
he's always talking about that.
But this is something that a lot of golfers are talking about, like managing your heart rate, not getting sped up, making sure that you're playing quick but not hurrying, but also being mindful of like your breath and your heart rate. And interesting that there's like a lot of psychology as it goes along with this. So I'm paying attention to these golfers, and I'm going to get a heart rate monitor when I go play golf in the Press Box Classic. Mm-hmm. We're going to get one, make sure my heart rate's not getting too sped up.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. For my annual round of golf. Although Max, now around the neighborhood, the kids are like
playing.
They're not playing golf the way you would think of playing golf. They've created an 18-hole course, air quotes around, within the neighborhood where you got to hit it off like somebody's mailbox or a certain part of the side of the house. They've got some par sevens or something going on.
Par sevens.
Yeah, they're using a tennis ball.
Oh, that's cool.
But it's cool. Yeah. So there's a 6-iron that's by the front door all the time now.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well,
all they do is play video games.
They do both. The Liv did over the weekend, because they had their thing down there in Nashville, their tournament down in Nashville. And Bryson DeChambeau takes the U.S. Open trophy down to Broadway. He's letting ladies touch it.
Girls alone, man.
Yeah, and then they're doing the smart thing. He took it to Greg Norman.
Is that smart?
Well,
I don't know. I would imagine a lot of people didn't like that.
Well, I don't think they did, but this is the WWE-ification of sports.
Yeah.
And so if you want to create a rivalry, you create the drama. And the whole thing is, too, with the U.S. Open Trophy, it's the same as the Wanamaker Trophy. You don't touch it. If you touch it, you can't win it. And he's letting everybody. He's taking it down the street. Mm-hmm. He's taking it to Broadway. People are touching the trophy. They're doing all this stuff. And it's like, man, he's like breaking all the rules with this thing. But, it's, I don't know. Giving people access.
I don't know. The Norman, I was like, I don't know.
It felt like.
It felt dirty. It just something rubbed me the wrong way. And I know
it was like
a little
Hogan
on this.
New World Order, man.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like that?
I didn't like it.
You didn't like that?
No, I didn't like it.
It just felt like it was behind the scenes.
It just felt dirty. It just felt dirty.
It's wrestling.
It's not wrestling. That's the point. It's golf.
It's golf turning into wrestling. It's what
but
it is.
I think. I don't like that. Let wrestling be wrestling.
He's Happy Gilmore, man. He's pumping up the people in the crowd. He's high-fiving them. Give me some noise.
I'm good with all that. I'm not good with the guy trying to wreck the tour. So, yeah.
By the way, I did find two different places that have complimentary food and beverage alcohol
in the
inside the arena.
Yeah, I'm sure those sections are more than what I'm looking at.
I don't know. And listen, it's the Amerant Vault and the Corona Beach House.
I'm certain the get-in prices I'm looking at for tonight's Game 7, which I'm flying my happy ass down to, are not going to be
But those
inclusive.
Are the two places that if you're looking for
all-included
food and beverage, and you have an opportunity, the Amerant Vault, which I have no idea what that is, but I know what the Corona Beach House is. I know what that is.
I would like to see, does anybody have, because I know we've got some listeners down there. We've got some texts this morning. I'd like to see, are they gathering right now? Like, give me, I want to see, I'm trying to find like a photo like online. Like, is there, of the bill? I know you wouldn't. I'm just saying, because we've had a number of texts to the text line. So our Florida listeners, I want to see that. And two, I need a place that I need to know what the game plan is walking over there.
How much pregame kind of are you going
to
have?
Well, I mean, it looks like I get there about 3, so maybe I'll get to – I think I could be somewhere by about 4 or 5 o'clock.
Okay. Okay. You're not going to hit the beach or anything or the pool for an hour or so.
I'm not – this is not that trip.
I know it's not.
And I'm not going to get the finest steak I can find either, Mark.
I know that.
No.
I know you don't have time.
This is what I spend my money on.
I know you don't have time.
Yeah.
You should get brunch, though.
No, I'm not getting
before
brunch.
Before you fly back.
No, I'm not going to hold my pinky out and get brunch. Going to an epic, you know,
do the
game
show,
7.
Get brunch, and then fly home before you go to Vegas. All the finest meats and cheeses. You're going to Miami and Las Vegas, and you're going to hang out
for that.
The Owl Creek Pool.
Yeah,
probably take a golf cart.
I don't
watch
even
Max
know anybody at the Owl Creek
7.
Pool. I don't even know anybody at the Owl Creek Pool anymore. They're all strangers up there now. I don't even know who they are.
They're all strangers?
No, everybody's got young kids. Everybody's a different stage of life. Man without a country.
Wow.
Man without a country. So,
will you get a cabana in Vegas, you think? Upgrade?
No. I'm going with Max.
It's the Arbonne. The Arbonne thing.
You need a cabana. I am conflicted now with those dueling options.
Listen, you go to that BetMGM or the MGM
pool. Grand, yeah.
You know, you want to be in a cabana. You don't want to be a peasant. You know, you want to attract the fit.
Mark wants to be a bottle service now. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I've seen about those places? They got the expense budget. Put it on their dime.
Yeah. That's
a good point. I actually have been where one of those conventions was, and you would think they're making a rap video.
I know.
I mean, it's like.
We went to the Encore Beach Club for.
Yeah. I can't remember where it was. It was somewhere. I think it was when Louisville played in the Bahamas. The
flight. Oh.
And people were just pouring champagne on one. Like, who are these people?
Bottle services. They have fireworks coming out of the bottles and stuff like that. It's absolutely. Yeah. But no, that's what I hope for you is that you team up with somebody's expense budget and
there you go. Yeah. Let them buy the finest meats and cheese.
But the receipts in Vegas, if you get those things, oh my God, they're unbelievable. Like my friend, he couldn't even, he was so drunk. Okay. He's like trying to rat. He wrote in the tip, and then at the bottom, like where he's supposed to total the tip out.
Yeah.
For the grand total, he goes, I can't do the math. He's like, I can't see straight to do the math.
And I can't even talk to my phone to ask Siri what percentage of whatever is.
It was stupid. He actually wrote on the receipt, I can't math right now.
This is not going to be this is we're not going to be with Mike Tyson and a tiger. All right. We are going there for International Fight Week.
Listen,
right?
You go where the Arbonne ladies take you.
Well,
that's where
that
you're rolling.
Might be after we get through the Hall of Fame induction and everything else.
You're going on Space Mountain. That's what you're doing. Let's do it.
Look, just because you climbed Mount Santa Claus
Mount Evansville
yesterday. Yeah, yeah. It's not like not all trips are like that.
So you're going and you're staying at the La Quinta Inn.
It's actually a nice looking La Quinta Inn. I wouldn't
really
knock. Yeah, it's, yeah.
I want you at the Diplomat.
No, Mark.
I want you with cabanas.
I
want
to be right by the arena and the airport so I can get in and get back here tomorrow. Make it back by dinner tomorrow.
Dinner tomorrow. All right. Yeah. Cool. All right. Yeah. We're going to get the finest meats and cheeses.
No. There would be. I actually bought when I was at Paul Street Market the other day. It was one of those like pepperoni wrapped cheese. And I was like, I'm going to buy this and just because it's the finest meats and cheeses.
Was it good?
It was fine. It was okay. It was fine.
The man doesn't value his taste buds.
It's fine.
Does not value his taste buds at all. Did you see on Friday you were out, but did you see Louisville announce their budget for next
year? Okay, this is, you know what? We should have spent more time actually on this because Josh talked about this. We've got some sound in there too. I don't know if we can find it there in the Dropbox, but from after that, because Eric Crawford did a good job of covering this. Yeah, I mean, this is a real interesting sign of the times. What part? I'm going to try to pull up some of the
you know, there are a couple things in there. I think the fact that U of L, the school, is pitching in $5 million to kind of help bridge the gap here.
Because the real number, and we've talked about it, but I don't think everybody really understands that there's $22-ish million at the number that each school is basically going to have to figure out how to pay their athletes. You know, nobody has a $22 million surplus just kicking around.
No, you got to find it somewhere, somehow, somewhere.
James has it. Which one?
What was he talking about? I'm sorry.
Well, the Josh Hurd sound from Friday. Anyone there that sounds, I can't even see the titles of them in there. But they have $145 million athletic budget. It's a slight decrease from last year. Not only continues to adjust, I'm reading from Crawford's article, it continues to adjust to the effects of a dip in men's basketball fortunes over the past several seasons and costs associated with that, but higher travel costs and one fewer home football game in the coming season. So U of L absorbed $5.2 million in costs associated with firing Kenny Payne and hiring Pat Kelsey, and will incur a $2.5 million in continuation of those costs for next year. Paid Chris Mack $893,000 last year as part of his separation agreement, and will pay him $521,000 next year.
Golly. Yeah.
They also made a final payment of $2 million to John Schneider as a result of the termination of the naming rights, and they'll deal with, you know, half dozen teams making the trip to California. Let's see. So not. I'm just kind of skimming Crawford's article here.
I feel like this is the first budget, like Nick hit on, since COVID, where we felt like we addressed a lot of the call them necessities as far as just travel and operational costs. And yeah, there's some presumptions there that basketball is going to do, you know, better than it's done the last couple of years. But as I say, you know, if you're not going to be an optimist in this job, then why are you doing this job? So, you know, I think it's a realistic budget and allows our head coaches and all of our department heads, I think, to stay within the budgets that we've outlined for them. So I think we're in a good position moving into 25.
Is there another one in there too? I mean, it was just sort of, you know, just an overview.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't even know what they're called, James. You can just play it. We can figure it out.
It's going to be a balance of revenue and expense. And, you know, every athletic director, every university is trying to come up with that formula that works for them. And it's all these things that we talked about, right? Reduce those one-time expenses that are just, they're killers. They are killers on your budget. And if you go back the last, what do you say, seven, yeah, 8 years, yeah, and add all of those up, right, it's a big number. And, you know, then you say, all right, we're going to reduce some yearly operating expenses. We're going to increase some revenues. We're going to do some things like that. And the other thing we have to do is, what are the new revenue streams? You know, are there opportunities with, you know, for example, if we're bringing name, image, and likeness with all of our student athletes in-house, you know, we can start to use them in promotions and, you know, is there opportunity for them to maybe do, you know, different media, some things like that, where it's like, hey, that's a new revenue stream, some things like that. So we just have to be creative. You know, this is a changing landscape in college athletics, and you know, we have to be coming up with ideas and be prepared for the future, and that's what we're going to try to do.
So interesting that I mean, they're going to have to come up with this money, so they expect to trim $5 million in operating costs,
yeah,
and a reduction in capital spending. Again, I'm reading Crawford's article, by $2 million. On the revenue side, they project nearly $2 million increase in seat licenses, $2.2 million in unrestricted gifts, $3 million in sponsorships, and $4.7 million in conference and NCAA revenue. That's getting you a lot of the way there, but you're going to be a lean athletic department.
You got to get leaner anyway.
Ooh, yeah, you know, you do. For the future. It was absurd 5 years ago, yeah, let's be honest.
But when you have pre-COVID, to spend all the money. And so, you know, people might hear 145. That's a lot of money. And it is probably less than what they really should have because of men's basketball and stuff like that. North Carolina's budget last year is 139. So, like, just to give you a comparative thing, and they charge student fees where Louisville doesn't. Yeah. Louisville does a better job of making money than North Carolina does. Okay, just for, you know, apples to apples, all right? But, you know, you have things like the increasing revenue of your television rights that continues to go up. You get $7 million more this year than you did the year prior. That's helpful. But also, what's really interesting to me is that part of this budget is based on 40,000 football season ticket sales. That's being their goal, but they've already hit that goal. So if whatever they do over and above that is just going to be sugar. You know, it's going to be over what they've already budgeted. And basketball, though, they want to increase 30% season tickets for basketball up to 12,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Louisville basketball needs to, you know, raise up to 12,000 season ticket members for basketball is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that is a very achievable number for Pat Kelsey, I think.
Yeah.
The fact that it's 30% a rise over last year, it tells you how far it dipped under Kenny Payne. It's an embarrassment that we... Which one of these buyouts pisses you off the most?
That's a great question. Kenny Payne.
Yeah.
Kenny Payne. And that one makes me the most mad because the only thing surprising is that there was no offsetting terms of it. That if he got a job, that it didn't offset. That's the only part that disappoints me in any of the contracts. Like, yeah. Chris Mack, and I don't know, is Chris Mack, was he not offset either? Well, that's right, that's right. I'm fine with Mack because I think Josh finessed that really well, because he could have stood his ground to say, I need the full buyout. U of L could have said it's double A violation. They could have tried to get zero. And it was just better for them to both split ways. I guess the one that ticks me off the least would be Max, because of it was just time to split.
It was time.
I really have the biggest problem with Payne's, because there were no offsetting terms.
I hate that too, but I think the one that makes me the most mad is Papa John.
Well, but that's naming rights. He paid the bill for it.
I know, but I'm not. I just think that with whatever he was like, he was like recorded secretly saying, he was goaded into saying it by a PR firm. Why is a PR firm having him say that to begin with? I don't understand that. And then so it created a wedge where Louisville had to break away from him, and it interrupted a really great relationship that now, when you're looking at an NIL perspective, we need as many billionaire supporters as possible.
But isn't that offset by what the L&N is paying? I mean, that was, he had paid in advance for naming rights to a stadium.
No.
They cut it off, and now you've got the new one you went out and sold
totally.
At L&N.
But we're never going to get another dollar from John Schnatter.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
that's the problem.
But I don't know, man. I mean, that one's one that a decision you had to make that decision.
I know, and it was the climate and everything like that.
Well, you'd have to make that today. I mean, you just
what was the name of that movie where Will Ferrell's going to jail and Kevin Hart's, you know, he's
I don't know, sounds like a
Get Hard.
Yeah.
That movie. And so they're sitting into
not seen that.
Listen, we can't play the clip, but if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. They're sitting in the car and Kevin Hart's trying to tell Will Ferrell, you got to be able to say the N-word, or they're not going to accept you into the skinheads, and you're not going to have protection. And as soon as he says
what are we talking about? What?
You've never seen that movie?
But why are we bringing this up?
Because that's what happened. That's what happened to John Schnatter.
Look, you had Neely Bindipudi had to make that decision right then and there.
I know.
Pure and simple. And so that money you lost is, I mean, to me, I guess, I don't know what the deal is with L&N. Like, I don't know what the terms of it. But
I don't either.
I would think that would be, you know, while you lost it for a couple of years.
Where it was zero.
Right, where it was zero. That's money you can't make up. But I get that. But, I mean, I would think now that $2 million, I would hope you're getting that going forward from L&N.
I
don't know if they ever announced terms on that. I don't know.
I think they did announce the terms. I don't know what it was compared to the Papa John's part, you know. So, but
I've got it.
You found it.
It looks like it's a 20-year, $41 million naming rights deal. So that's $2 million a year.
Yeah.
So that, shouldn't that wash? They're paying him back too, but you're getting two.
Yeah, you're washing it out. But U of L's paying out. Like, the school is just paying John Schnatter on that, is what it says in the article.
Right, because I think he personally did it.
Right.
For Papa John's, I think. But, I mean, that $2 million that you're paying him, now you're getting that because he had prepaid.
Yeah.
So I would think the accounting evens up, but I don't know. So they're getting a $1.7 million payment during 2023 and a 2% increase for each year. So by the final year of it, you know, who knows if they redo the deal. I'm just reading from the Sports Business Journal. The final payment, 2042, will be $2.4 million.
Gotcha. So I also, there's a chart in here that's pretty interesting in the WDRB article. It kind of breaks out the revenue that the school makes directly from baseball, football,
let's talk
basketball.
About it on the other side, because we're way late for a break this hour. Let's talk about and then from here. All right, we'll continue along. 267-9680 is the number to get in. Text away, UPS Jobs text line, 437-9680 is the number to get in that way as we roll along here with you this morning. Don't forget about our friends over there at Vector Security when it comes time to have security for your home, because that's what I've got at my house. That's what many of our, what we got here at the radio station. Whatever you need, Vector Security is going to be able to help you out. Vector Security, you can look them up, vectorsecurity.com, 452-6277. And they're going to be, it's the same number you've had when it was ADS Security. Prior to that, Mid-America Security, same great people, same local people you're dealing with, but you still got the national brand and the power of Vector Security. It's online, vectorsecurity.com. Mention us, and you will be up and running and be able to get that doorbell cam and get it installed for free. Vectorsecurity.com. Tell me who's talking about them right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
We're back at it here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680. We got plenty coming up. We got Tennessee and Texas A&M tonight. We got Reds and Pirates all week long. And then the Reds go to the Cardinals on Thursday. So we'll have all those for you. And then Lou City back in action on the road on Saturday at Birmingham Legion. All right, we were talking about the budget stuff. And all right, what do we got?
It's just interesting, like, you know, if you start talking about, like, how these sports, what they cost, you know, and you're looking at trying to find $2 million or $22 million,
right,
you know, to pay players. There are only five programs that U of L counts revenue for, five programs.
And I'll guess men's and women's basketball, football, baseball, and volleyball.
That's correct. Yeah. And so which of those do you think is the most, which of those do you think is the least in terms of revenue produced?
Revenue produced, I would assume football.
Still basketball.
Still? Even last year?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if this is the budget, so they expect, I don't know what last year was, but basketball,
they're budgeting that
25.8, football at 24.4
million.
Like million dollars.
And just revenue?
And just revenue. Just, and that's like just tickets, parking, I think.
Yeah, anything,
doesn't have
any
anything
revenue
media
with
or anything sponsorship, any, none of that's included in that. But yeah, so and football costs the most to operate.
You know, yeah, but it produced the most money usually, too.
Second most.
Yeah. But it's profitable. Those are the only two sports that are profitable.
According to this budget, Louisville's set to lose $3 million in football.
Find that hard.
But there's no
to
sponsorship
believe.
Or media included into this budget, right?
Like, I guess.
Basically,
I don't know.
They're breaking even in football, and they're going to make $16 million in basketball, is what they're projecting.
Compensation. I'm seeing. Okay, so I've got $24 million in revenue from football.
Right, and 27
compensation. That what's that for? Coaches and
coaches and everything.
Financial aid. That's what they pay for scholarships. And then operating costs. So 11, 20. Right. I find that hard to believe. I mean, like, there's got to be some more accounting.
Well, there's no
there.
Television. This is only like revenue produced.
Oh, yeah.
like by like the tickets or in the parking.
Oh,
you know what
right.
I'm saying?
It doesn't include the what are they going to get from the ACC? Like $30 million.
It
something?
Doesn't include the television rights. It doesn't include a sponsorship. You know, billboard doesn't put up any gifting that's done. This is just that.
It's just that that doesn't take into
account.
Because this only
else.
Counts $52 million of total revenue here.
Correct.
We're missing $90 million of revenue.
Well, that's what comes from other sources. Gifting, media, things like that. So, but if you look at it, baseball, $215,000 is what it's making. You know,
what you're generating,
What you're generating. Volleyball, $850,000. So volleyball, but it still operates, you know, at a loss. But you at least that's a decent amount of revenue there for a volleyball program, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. And then it's what almost $3 million in expenses.
Correct.
Yeah.
And baseball has $4.5 million in expenses against $215,000.
Yeah.
So this is Josh Hurd's job now, is to look at a chart like this and say, okay.
But this isn't the whole chart, though. That's my problem with this is $52 million, and you're talking about $145 million.
Correct.
So, like, this isn't all the accounting.
This is not all the
accounting. This is what it costs to operate each sport. And then so you've got to look at those sports and say, all right, is it worth us to have a $2 million expense for the rowing team?
Right. Or $3 million between men and women swimming.
Right. But you know, what's the value of having an Olympic swimmer? What's the value?
Great question.
That's what they've got to determine.
We had a swimmer in the Olympic trials, Harding, over the weekend. He swam in the Olympic trials. There's value there. Like lacrosse at $1.5 million, zero money coming in. Field hockey, 1.6. You know, so you start looking at this, and it starts to become the tough question of how do we reduce either compensation or operating costs, or do you go to President Satchel and you say, hey, this financial aid line would be a lot less if you'd let me pay in-state tuition on our athletes.
Yeah, and I'm always a little confused on how that is such a hard cost that they have to pay the university. You know,
yeah, it's like, university benefits from.
Yeah, and like you could say the opportunity cost for a dorm or something like that. But like, what is the? It's not a. To me, it seems like it's not necessarily a real cost that's incurred. I mean, it's a transfer of money on paper, but. Couldn't you?
Well, the university does, you know, they do take the money. It goes from athletics to the university, but that's $16 million.
Yeah.
That's 16 right there. If you just said U of L is absorbing these financial aid packages and it's just going to be a U of L scholarship, now you've made $16 million.
It's an interesting, That one's an interesting one. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, again, the legalities of doing that. Like, is it legal? Like, you know, I don't know the university policy, procedure, legal, you know, ramifications of that. But President Satchel, Josh Hurd talked about it at this meeting, that she went with him on a conference. And she's like, she spoke. And she goes, college athletics is the number two league. Only the NFL makes more money than college sports.
Youth sports probably trump them all,
maybe,
my guess.
Maybe youth sports probably does. But as a one entity, the NCAA is just number two behind the NFL. Not Major League Baseball, the NBA, or any of these other sports. That they're number two in this country. And so it's obviously important. And I think as a president that has to raise money, you're inviting, and I know another university president, he's always inviting people to different events.
Yeah.
Come to our football game. Come to our basketball game. Travel with us to this thing. And then he's asking for money on the university side, you know, to help support their academic mission. Tom Jurich used to say it was the big billboard, you know, for the school. And in a lot of ways, it is. So
they've got to determine if there's, like, the economics of it are changing with a $22 million line item, basically, that is now there for every school out there that wasn't there.
Right.
And what are the universities willing to pitch in? I don't think they can just say, as a university, that's athletics' problem. I don't think you can do that. I think the game has totally changed. And so, you know, I think you've got to figure out a way to do that, and you've also got to figure out a way to just bake all of this into the ticket cost, because people are sick of paying a lot of money for tickets and then being told they're a bad fan if they don't give more. And they're not being explicitly told that, but that's the vibe, and you know it.
Yeah, but I do think that what Josh was saying in the last clip that we played is interesting. Like, if you have Lamar Jackson, Teddy Bridgewater, and they're available for Planet Fitness, and that's a U of L. Like, before, they couldn't put Lamar into the commercial.
It's a nice benefit, but it's not. It's not like you're getting LeBron James. You're paying these guys NIL, but you're not. They're not earning it. It's a nice add-on.
But have them earn it. Put them in the commercial. Is it more valuable to a sponsor if you say, we're going to put Tyler Shuck in your commercial? Or who's our star? We're going to put Fats in there. You know, Terrence Edwards Jr. He's very skinny with a nickname Fats.
Yeah.
So the two
people
don't
know
fat
that
their
that moves the needle
people.
As much as it sounds like it moves the needle. Like, I'm not signing up for a gym membership because Tyler Shuck tells me to.
Lamar Jackson?
I mean, Lamar is in a different stratosphere.
Yeah, he's a different.
I mean, Lamar and Luke and Donovan, fine. But like, that's, you're talking about all timers, year in, year out. I mean, most people can't name a player on the basketball team.
Well, yeah, because they're all brand new.
They're all new.
They're all brand new.
So what's the value of that in advance?
You probably need to see them play, and then maybe you,
and
oh,
then,
I like
and
that
then,
guy.
Right. So, I don't know. That's just...
I don't know. Scoring Corin kind of...
Yeah,
that works.
But he could walk in the studio right now and no one would know who he was.
After the Bahamas, though, I hope that changes.
That'll help. Yeah. But I think the school is probably going to have to step up a little bit and say, hey, look, I mean, I really do wonder about all of the other sports other than those five, of what the future is in terms of scholarships. You know, is there scholarship softball, scholarship tennis, scholarship swimming? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, and how, and you know, and if there's not, I mean, a lot of times in a lot of those sports, the people that are playing them come from families that generally can afford it.
Yeah.
So, fair or not.
Can you pay on the compensation line? You know, you've got men's and women swimming over $1 million in salaries, mm-hmm. and they're good people, but like, that's part of the trouble of this job now is that the reallocation of what people make.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wakes up in the morning.
Is rowing worth $556,000 for coaching?
I don't know how many coaches they have.
It's rowing. But all it is, they, the only thing rowing is designed to do is balance out Title IX. It's the only reason it exists.
I know. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. But it is an expensive deal.
I think that's why it's tough when you look at baseball and you see $3.1 million. I think it's tough to have that level of compensation to get the coaches that are absolutely in that market value, absolutely worth it.
Right.
I think when you compare to their peers. But at the same time, how can you then go afford to pay players if that's the line there?
Correct.
You know? And so
and the financial aid line is going to go up from there too, because they're going to have to. Because LSU's going to scholarship all 25 spots.
Well, no, but they can't. They'll have to do it with NIL money. You can't just create. You can't go over the NCAA mandate.
That's what the House settlement changed.
No, but they haven't changed mandatory scholarship quotas. I mean, there's 11.7 for baseball.
That's what's changing.
But they're going to do it in a different manner. They're not going to. It's going to have to be through NIL to pay for the rest of their money.
No. In the House settlement.
The House settlement doesn't rule the NCAA.
That's what the NCAA agreed to.
Well, I want to see the line item where there's now 25 scholarship for men's baseball.
They can go to 25. And then what they're doing is they're going to have roster limits, and they're all scholarship players.
Okay, I think they're doing it. I believe they're doing it in a different manner. You can't just all of a sudden wipe all of those down and think you're in compliance with Title IX.
I understand that. I understand what you're saying. But that's what the House settlement said. And that's what the NCAA agreed to.
I want to see where they've done that. Because I think they'll figure out a way to do it.
It's in Dellinger's article.
I understand.
But I don't know how financially they're going to do it.
Yeah, I think they'll do it. I just think they'll have to do it in a different manner. I mean, I just don't know that the NCAA, which can't move at any pace, all of a sudden had a quick meeting and changed all the scholarship totals.
It wasn't a quick meeting. It was a long, drawn-out legal.
I really want to find that because I don't.
Yeah, so that's going into effect next summer. So this year, 11.7, in the way I understand it, is the last year of 11.7.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. I really don't. I mean, I think they're going to figure out a way to pay them with that, to make them whole with that $22 million.
Okay, but you know, but there's lots of other things too. The operating cost, like how much of this is the light bill?
Right.
You know, like does U of L say, well, let's take on the electricity and water and mm-hmm. cable? You know, and do you need cable?
Yeah.
You know, like what do you need in here? You know, like are we paying for YouTube TV, or does Coach McDonald have YouTube TV at home and he can log in at the office?
Yeah.
You know, like stuff like that to save a buck. And then it was like $500,000 for credit card fees, and I think people thought that those were
yeah,
but that's like credit card processing.
Yeah, the 3% thing they charge you on some of those.
Maybe we need a better processor.
Yeah, sounds like a lock. Get a better processor.
Get a better processor. I don't know.
All right. Yeah, I think all this is. I mean, everything I see is they're expected to lift roster limits, but I don't think they've had that actual meeting. But it's going to be
interesting and more
different,
expensive.
Man. It's going to be five sports the school cares about, pretty much. Or six. I mean, it's not going to be many.
Right.
Why is it called the House case? I mean,
person's name was House.
Okay, because it's very confusing because it's House of Representatives, case.
Like, House was the person who filed the suit.
Okay. That's why I'm always a little confused.
Would have been better if it was like the Diener case.
Yeah.
Would have been a little less confusing.
Yeah. They know that wasn't the normal word.
Yeah. But that settlement was agreed upon by everyone.
Game seven.
Have fun at
Game
Sunrise.
Seven.
Yeah. Sunrise.
Go Panthers, unless the Oilers win.
Or Oilers.